Initially, the PTO announced plans to open just a single satellite office in Detroit, but Colorado Senators Mark Udall and Michael Bennett co-sponsored an amendment that authorized the opening of at least three additional offices. So, Chris, who in Colorado is behind the effort?
A better question is probably who is not behind this effort. In short, the push to bring a satellite office of the Patent Bureau is supported by all nine members of the Colorado Congressional Delegation, along with a multitude of government, business, university, and political leaders. They're all supportive of the idea because they see it as a boon for the state's innovation economy. They think it will shorten the time it takes to get patents approved and will generate revenue and jobs in the state.
Now, when you say it's being supported by all of these groups, what are we talking about? What does this support look like?
Well, the most recent action was preparation of a packet of material to the Commerce Department at the end of January. Essentially, this was Colorado's pitch for a patent branch, and it included a wealth of information on the state's innovation economy, including university, federal laboratory, and private sector research, local demographics, and some of the advantages that the state has to offer.
Do you think the state made a strong pitch?
I think so. The packet delivered to Washington referenced everything from Colorado's quality of life to Denver International Airport, as well as the Mountain Time Zone, which makes it easy to communicate with both Europe and Asia. Additionally, the hub that we enjoy on the Front Range, both for entrepreneurship and innovation, should be strong selling points, and backers say it would be easy to recruit patent examiners in Colorado, either from local companies or from outside the state. But, of course, other states have advantages as well, and we can all expect a decision on at least one additional satellite patent office later this year.
And while we do know that Colorado is competing with California, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Washington for this office, so, Chris, let's run a hypothetical here. If Colorado is picked out of these states, just how many jobs could this generate?
Supporters are estimating that a satellite patent office would generate $439 million in economic activity during its first 5 years and would employ almost 1,000 people. In addition, they say that the faster speeds with which patents would be approved would boost innovation and job creation in the state. The Denver metro area, including Boulder, is also home to some of the nation's top patent attorneys, and law firms almost certainly would boost local employment to meet demand. And a local patent office would be yet another amenity with which to lure high-tech companies.
Well, it's not exactly a high-tech company, but the last time that we spoke, we were talking about Trader Joe's coming to Colorado, and we have learned that Boulder is definitely going to be a location.
It's true. Company officials have confirmed that a 14,000-square-foot store will be located in the 29th Street retail development in Boulder. But, Brian, consumers will still have to wait. The store won't open until next year.
Okay. Chris, thank you.
Thank you.
Chris Wood is the publisher of the Boulder County Business Report. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.